Now it's time for today's press review, and Leo is going to start today with an investigation into the ICC prosecutor, Karim Khan.
Makes the front page of The Guardian this morning, Stuart. You can see the headline down there, Woman Urged to Deny ICC Misconduct. This all centres around, as you say, Karim Khan, who is the chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court. Last week, he was accused of sexual misconduct. This morning, The Guardian have a two-page spread detailing an investigation into the matter. Khan allegedly responded to the formal complaint by trying to persuade the alleged victim to deny the claims. The allegations took place over a year period from April 2023 to April 2024. And multiple sources say that the misreporting about the allegations and efforts to politicise the situation have been deeply distressing to the woman, who is said to have initially held back complaints over fears that it could be exploited, or that the complaints could be exploited by Israel or opponents of the ICC. On that matter, The Guardian have previously reported on how Israel ran a decade-long smear campaign against the ICC. With that context, ICC officials close to Khan seem to be hinting that these fresh allegations are part of a smear campaign from Israel, because, of course, we can't forget that Khan was the one who applied for an arrest warrant against Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu back in May. However, The Guardian say that this time round, they found no evidence of Israel or any other country having any involvement in these fresh allegations.
US now, it is just 8 days from Election Day. But for the first time in nearly 50 years, the Washington Post won't be backing either candidate. Leo's found a piece explaining to attempt that decision.
A piece from the Washington Post's great rival, the New York Times, this morning, who, as you say, trying to bring us inside the Washington Post decision to not back either candidate, a decision made, of course, by Jeff Bezos, who owns the newspaper. The decision was revealed publicly on Friday and drew a huge amount of criticism from both readers and journalists. But the decision itself was actually made a long time ago. The Post's opinion editor and publisher privately made a case to Bezos to not abandon that tradition, a tradition which dates back to 1976. In fact, the board, editorial board, had already drafted up an endorsement of Kamala Harris, but that couldn't sway Jeff Bezos. And as I'll show you, this hasn't gone down well at all. This is an opinion piece in the Washington Post this morning. This columnist says that she has never been more disappointed in a tragically flawed opinion at a moment where the Post should be stepping forward to sound the clarion call about the dangers of Donald Trump and how he threatens democracy. It's chosen instead to pull back. Indeed, 18 Post opinion columnists have signed their names to a column calling it a terrible decision. Well, let's finish by going back to the New York Times, because this is from over a month ago now, and they certainly aren't sitting on the fence. They've decided to back Kamala Harris, calling her the only patriotic choice for president. In fact, let me show you who all the major newspapers are backing in the US. You can see the New York Times there backing Kamala Harris, New York Post backing Trump. Nothing for the Post and the Times should be mentioned. Wall Street Journal, not there, but they've never backed any candidate. That's their tradition.
And speaking of the Wall Street Journal, Leo has found us an article detailing a drug taking over in the Middle East. Tell us more about this.
Really interesting article in the Wall Street Journal this morning about the drug Captagon, which is fueling war in the Middle East. The drug is used by people of all classes, which has added up to a $5.7 billion drug trade. The drug essentially helps to fund Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. According to this piece, it's become one of the world's biggest drug syndicates. According to US and Arab officials, Syria's elite military 4th Armored Division, commanded by the president's brother, oversees most of the Captagon production and distribution. Smugglers move the drugs from Syria into Jordan, and the torrent of drugs amounts to a societal crisis in the Arab world, and Captagon's reach is now widening. Ports in Italy and Greece have made large seizures. I'll show you this picture from the same article. This dates from a few years ago. Italian police seizing 84 million pills. And it's something that's really starting to worry Washington now as well. A new bill was passed in April, requiring new sanctions against manufacturers and traffickers of Captagon. And while the US hasn't deployed troops to assist the Jordanians in fighting against Captagon, it does supply Jordan with satellite-guided bombs used to target alleged drug kingpins. Last year, Jordan normalised relations with the Syrian government in return for Assad promising to crack down against and on Captagon. Despite that, those promises haven't been kept and the Captagon trade goes on completely unabated.
And Leo is going to finish in the UK. A famous chef has a bit of a warning. What on earth is this about, Leo?
Familiar face in The Independent this morning that I'm sure you will know all too well. There he is.
Yes.
Jamie Oliver. Jamie Oliver in The Independent this morning. He's warning of wrong-uns trying to sell 22 tonnes of cheese, which Oliver called a weird thing to Nick. I've got to agree with him. Basically, he's asking fans to be on the lookout for £300,000 worth of cheddar, which was stolen by scammers. Neil's Yard Dairy, a British retailer of artisan cheese, delivered 22 tonnes of cheddar after being approached by a person who claimed to be working for a wholesale distributor in France, but it turned out to be a scam. Some reports suggested that the mastermind were actually going to sell it to Russia because of course they banned imports from the EU. There is some good news for Neil's Yard Daily, though. They say they've been overwhelmed by the response with messages of support and offers of financial help. So hopefully the stolen cheese can be recovered. I've got to say, it's an unbelievable story.
That's really terrible. I was going to say, it's in my cellar. I love cheese.
That's a bit cheesy. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. Go away. Liam McGovern with the papers on France 24. All the latest news in just a moment. Stay with us.